episode. It's a filler filler 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 episode.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I don't know what's happened to my voice, but I'm Chest, aka Chest. Who else is with me tonight?
I'm Cole.
It's a filler.
Come on.
You know it's a filler when Ben is not here. Welcome back to another filler episode, everybody, where Chess just talks in southern accents, annoying ones, and Colb just mainly wishes that Ben was here instead of Chess. See, he's not denying
it. I didn't say that.
Blah, blah, blah. Just kidding. So this is actually a fun one. This is gonna be an update episode, but before we do that, how you doing, Colb?
I'm doing okay.
Wow, that's not as resounding as I was hoping.
No, yeah, you know, sometimes.
Should we move on?
life just keeps you down, but it's not terrible at the same time.
Is that how we should start? I feel like we should restart.
No, keep it.
This is real life, folks. This is like a talk show. Nothing's more real than this.
Yeah. So if you listeners really want to know about my personal life and how okay it is, hey, send an email to Chess and he'll let me read it later.
Yeah, like a year later.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, now that we know Colb's okay, hopefully steadily improving based on this evening, your viewership can cause his hue.
Hey.
Down.
That gave it away. That gave it away. Now they'll know.
Right in the beginning. But if you're only listening to this episode, you got to go backwards. 90 some episodes, possibly 100 depending on when we release this, to figure out what I'm referring to. So have fun with that. But yes, this is an update episode. It's actually not a pretty typical filler episode. I would heavily recommend you go backwards and listen to the first filler episode called The Epic Anime Experiment, because this is part two of that. It won't be huge. It won't be extensive. It is a middle part of the journey. We're doing three parts to this journey. Cole basically did an undertaking where he said, hey, I want to know what makes animes tick. I want to know what makes tropes work and don't work. What makes a trope a trope? I want to know what makes settings and music and characters flow. What do I like about a show? When do I start liking that thing about a show? So I'm going to watch a bunch of really long, famous, or, you know, not as famous animes, and I'm gonna do some investigative journalism minus the journalism, unless you count this podcast as journalism, then you're good to go. So that's where we're at. Colb is watching a ton of shows. I'm just gonna briefly list them off. He's watching Bleach, Dragon Ball, Fairy Tail, Gintama, Hunter x Hunter, My Hero Academia, Naruto, One Piece, Yu-Gi-Oh, and did I miss any?
Inuyasha.
How do you say that?
I've been saying Inuyasha, but there's no N there. Inuyasha. Inuyasha.
Inuyasha.
Whatever. I feel like I'm adding an N.
Yeah, it's a pretty good compilation. He's going to be doing most of the talking, so I'm just going to give a little reporting.
Oh, really?
He's currently, if you take out One Piece, which is exceptionally long, he is 100%ed quite a few of the shows, as well as 50%ed a decent amount of the shows, and some of the shows he's a little lighter on, but that's okay. All in all, he's about halfway through this journey. So I just have some questions for our man.
Oh, you're taking One Piece out. That's what you said.
Yeah, I just basically cut out One Piece because that is okay. A massively long journey. So that's fair. Don't know if you'll finish it before we kind of do the final one.
No, probably not.
I hope we do, but you might not. So, without further ado, I'm going to give you some questions, and you can pull from any show. I'm not necessarily going to go from all the shows. You could even give, like, maybe if I give you a question of, for example, one that I'm going to ask you is diversity of the cast. How are you feeling about your shows? And you could say, like, oh, here's some strong ones or here's some weak ones. Just take it how you will.
Okay.
So we've already gone through some questions. Spoiler and kind of a callback for you to go listen to the first episode. First episode impressions. And what episode did it take you to like it? I might actually ask you that one again. Who's your favorite character and when did they appear? We've already done some of that, I believe. We did that
some.
One.
Yeah, I think we'll those specific ones we have to wait till the end.
Yeah. So maybe first question, how well are the worlds that you're watching been set up for you? Have you been disappointed? You finding them pretty good? Some favorites?
Most of them are well done, I would say. Very concise. Okay. You know what you're getting. The only ones I would be hesitant about is probably Hunter x Hunter. That one's all over. Okay. Jess, okay. You haven't finished that one yet, have you?
I have not. And actually, okay. You can save the details if you want
right.
for the end.
Yes, I feel like, or when you and Gene finish that up, we might have our own filler with Ben involved in that one. And maybe Ramos. What if Ramos jumps in?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Anyway.
Two guest filler. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're going to have to do that. Anyway, continue.
So other than that one, where I feel like it's a little, again, you'll hear my thoughts later, most likely. Yeah. I feel like they all really set themselves up very well. Gintama might be the exception also, but all you need to know is like, hey, these weird aliens kind of took over the world. And it's a comedy. So that's all you need.
So you're saying that's not necessarily a negative, that they might have done that on purpose. The world right. setting up is not as big of a plot point for that show.
Correct. I feel like if they did put too much of the history or whatever in there, it would take away from what the show is trying to be.
Yeah. And again, viewers, listeners, this is only up to what he's watched. So he could get to the end game and correct. Be like, oh, they changed the whole what I just said. But from what he's seen, this is what he's feeling. Diversity of the cast disclaimer. In the shows you're watching. Do you feel like there's a diverse cast of characters? Do you feel like they're all flat, one-dimensional? Do you feel like they're well-rounded? What you got?
I don't know if it has to... I mean, it probably has to do with, you know, being a product. You want people to buy your show or your manga or whatever, but you definitely need a diverse cast. You need multiple personalities. And some of these shows are doing it a lot better than others. Just think of just team aspects. Bleach, you got so many characters.
Mm.
My Hero, so many characters. Dragon yep. Ball, there's a lot of quality characters in there too, and mostly villains when you look at the entire cast.
That's true.
Actually, so
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and there are a few shows that have less characters. Also, Fairy Tail. Fairy Tail is a huge cast too.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that? Chess, since you're watching.
I would actually agree with that. I was joining Kolb. My life got very complicated. That sounds terrible. My life just got busy. part of which was having a third child. And I have fallen way behind and said, go on without me. And he's just kind of taken off because he has more space to watch these shows. So I did not want my delay to delay his progress. So I am watching and would like to finish a lot of these shows, but I'm not going to let that stop me from interviewing him about these. So I might get some spoils, but honestly, it's okay. I'm okay. I've made my peace with it.
Okay. I'm going to commend one show in particular, One Piece. I'm 162 episodes in.
And it's the only show I'm farther than you in.
Yes, you are. And the main pirate cast hasn't changed much. There's 7 people on the boat right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Luffy, Sanji, Nami, Zoro, Usopp, Chopper, and then the other lady.
Robin.
I forgot her name. Robin. Yep. And that hasn't changed much. So there's only seven characters, but they develop them so well. And you just understand them so well by this time that you don't care. You almost don't want new characters to come in. You're like, I just love this crew. So they did a great job with that.
My only comment that I'll throw in for like commentary is, because this is the only one that I have more of, is I think One Piece, a detractor of One Piece would say that they are slow.
I disagree.
I disagree as well. I think they have great pacing in this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a huge pro, I think, for
like,
One Piece.
Before Robin joined, you had Vivi on the crew. And when she fell off, and like not fell off, she had her own storyline. But when she was no longer part of the crew, I was sad. Mm. And she didn't even die or anything. She's just like, okay, I got my other responsibility now. But she was with us for so long, and I was sad that she left the show.
Yeah, it was very sad.
I'm assuming you don't even remember that. You're so far away.
I'm having to stretch my memory, but it's okay. How much does music affect your liking and disliking so far of the shows?
Okay, so of all these shows, I haven't found one that's bad. They're either passable, appropriate, or fantastic. So the passable ones, you're like, whatever, I didn't really pay attention, I couldn't hear it, or it did its job. Appropriate ones are the scores that they're appropriate. They fit the show and the storyline really well, but I'm not going to go listen to that in my Jeep as I'm driving down the highway. The fantastic shows are the ones where the music makes you feel something or are so epic and fun that I would listen to it in my Jeep on the way down to, I don't know, Taco Bell.
Do you own a Jeep?
I do own a Jeep.
What?
You knew this. We've talked about this on the show already.
No,
it's a Jeep, a Jeep Wrangler. It's a 1998.
I've really forgotten this because that's okay. Awesome.
Thank you. Gene
owns a Jeep, but it's a Cherokee that he's like put massive wheels on.
He's one of those guys, huh?
Yeah, he's really souped it up. And I owned two Jeeps, one of which blew up on my way to see you.
I know.
Yeah, so this is why it's blowing my mind, because I just thought Jeeps were cursed around you. But it turns out it's not.
You know when this episode releases, Gene's going to jump into our group chat and be like, Chess, how do you not remember any of this?
I know.
You've said like all of this already.
You're a dog. I have a secret, listeners and viewers, and the secret is I'm very forgetful.
That a secret?
It is to me. Mm. It's quite bad. It's quite bad to the point where Ben and Gene are like constantly like, Chess, what the heck? We just talked about this like 2 months ago. Or you came over to Kolb's house multiple times and like, dog set his dog almost. I never actually dog set Lupin, but I did go over to your house and watch anime and Lupin was there. Mm-hmm. I did dog sit Ben's dogs. Maybe that's why I didn't forget Ben's dogs, because I dog set the dogs. But legitimately on air, I've forgotten that Colb owned a dog. And I've been to his house with the dog.
I'm glad you remember his name.
Yes. Yeah. It's in my short-term memory now. My long-term memory is the one that deteriorates.
Okay.
So it's good stuff.
So here are some examples. Bleach soundtrack. It's passable.
Yeah.
It's not great. It does its job, though. Dragon Ball, I would say appropriate for the decade that it was made in. Fairy Tale, I love. I love Fairy Tale score, to the point where I bought a bunch of their songs. And I do listen to them in my Jeep going down the road.
Can I pause for a second? You're not please. Using like a streaming service. You have purchased music from a platform or maybe that a CD. Correct. I don't know.
I didn't buy the CD, but I did buy the albums so that I could.
I'm not saying you have to pirate them, but can't you just stream them from like Spotify?
I could not find them on Spotify, but that was also a long time ago.
Acceptable.
Yeah. I bought them 6 or 7 years ago. So.
Oh, then all bets are off. Okay. Completely different story. I thought this was like within this year. No, 2023, no. You're buying iTunes. No,
when I first started watching Fairy Tale when it came out a long time ago, I was like, this music is fantastic. I love it. I love this rock theme.
You're good then. Yeah. Interrogation's over. Keep going with your Jeep music.
Okay. Hunter X Hunter is adequate. Not adequate. What's the word? I forgot my tears already. Passable. Appropriate.
Appropriate.
It was appropriate. Nothing stood out, but at the same time, it did its job really well. My Hero Academia was fantastic. That music made me feel so many things. Naruto's music is goofy.
It's oddly appropriate for the show, maybe.
It's for the show. But, I think it's appropriate. But
goofy is a right word.
But if I was to listen to it, like, on a stereo or in my headphones, I'd be like,
I think you'd be confused. You'd be like, what are they trying to accomplish? What are they trying to accomplish with this music?
And then One Piece, I would say, is appropriate. Their music is good, but it's not something to write home about.
So nobody fails.
There's a few examples. Nobody fails. No, I would not say anybody fails at all. There's some passable ones that are kind of forgettable. And then there are the ones that fit the show well. But then there are those ones that just are amazing.
Okay. Fairy Tale. So I'm not going to ask you to rank
My Hero.
Yeah. Period. End of discussion.
Except I got more to say. I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to ask you to rank them, but which shows are standing out as gripping you more than the others? If you had to grab a couple, and some of them you finished, so like you've got progression in other shows to have. This is a terrible sentence grammar. that was terrible grammar. So which ones, whether finished or not, have like really grabbed you, and you're like, I just have a feeling when I rank these shows, that one's going to be in the top three.
Okay. It's a great question. I'm taking Dragon Ball out because I grew up with it.
Fair.
The two shows that I have never been dreading to watch. So like if I got my schedule all out, I'm like, which show am I getting into
what
now?
What a metric, by the way.
Which show am I watching now? And I would see the title. I would be like, yes, I get to watch this show. Those two shows
Can I guess? Can I guess?
Yes, please.
Gintama.
Okay.
And Fairy Tail. Oh, sorry. I just misspoke terribly. My Hero Academia.
Okay. You are 2 for 2, my friend.
Yes.
Nice job.
It was Fairy Tail and Bleach. I got it. Just kidding. It was Gintama and My Hero Academia.
Every time Gintama is up to bat, I'm like, I can't wait to start this and enjoy 23 minutes of whatever they're going to show me.
Right.
I can't predict any of it, but I know I'm going to love it. And that's been the case for all of the episodes I've watched so far, except the first two that we talked about last time were not part of the actual show. And then My Hero, it's perfect. Is it a perfect show? I don't know. It might be, but we've already talked about that too. So,
I mean, technically, I hate it, according to you two, so.
Right. Chess thinks it's not anywhere near perfection, and it should never have been made. He said that to me.
Wrong.
Just 27 minutes ago. So.
Before this episode started. I just hate that daggum show.
Yeah. But we've heard those thoughts on our other filler episode with Ben.
About My Hero Academia. Right. Go watch that one.
So. Again, those two shows.
Go watch and listen.
Will probably hit that top 10. So unless Gintama like becomes unfunny, unironically.
Right.
Like if they're ironically unfunny, that would still be, they would do it to perfection, I think.
Yeah. What has been the most, I think I know the answer based on what you just were talking about. So maybe talk in general, maybe about a couple of the shows, but what's been the most unique show that you've watched so far?
That's a good question. Unique in what way?
Take it how you will.
Well, great.
If you were to be like, oh, here's, okay, I'll give you away. I'll give you an olive branch. If someone's going to walk up to an anime and you're like, hold up, I got to give you a slight bit of context, even if that context is just watch it. They're just not, it's not going to be like any other anime that you watch.
Okay.
That's unique.
I have two in my mind right now. Gintama, okay. Obviously.
That was one, the obvious one.
You can't predict that thing.
It's funny because it's so anime that it's unique.
Yeah. How do you do that?
They did it.
They did it. I don't know how, but they did it. And then the other one, again, I can't talk about it, but Hunter x Hunter, I would say.
Interesting.
Yeah, Chess, I don't know how far along you are in that show.
Not far enough. So okay. Withhold your conversation points.
Okay. Well, then we will talk about it. Because that thought in my mind has never gone away. Ever since I finished it.
That one is one I probably will try to finish before you are done with this experiment. Just for the sake of like what you were talking about with the possible filler specifically on that one. I think that's an excellent idea. I am looking at it now. I know I'm not going to catch up to Fairy Tail. Honestly, I've seen enough of it. I know I'm going to finish it at some point, and I'm okay with you spoiling.
I've seen enough where I get it.
Yeah. It's a harsh thing to say, maybe, but Naruto, I've read the whole thing. One Piece, you're not going to finish it before this thing goes, so I'm okay. Dragon Ball, I've seen the whole thing. Bleach, I've read the whole thing. You go in Inuyasha, I'm not committed to. So, like, yeah, basically Hunter x Hunter. And Gintama is so off the wall, I don't think that you talking about future episodes of Gintama is going to ruin it for me, if that makes sense. So really, that's the only one that I'll probably withhold from spoilers.
There's one episode in particular I really want you to get to that I want to just talk about, or at least mention. It's so funny.
What number they did it.
Number 25.
Oh, that's not far at all.
Okay. That's, oh, goodness.
It's very, very doable. I don't remember what episode I'm on. It's not up to date there, so it's not far.
All right. Well, either way.
It'll be my goal to get to 25 soon so that, you know, you don't have to sit and suffer.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yep. Now, I do have 100 episodes of Hunter x Hunter I got to watch, so I got to get on that.
Yeah. So of all my shows that I'm watching, three of them I have finished. So Hunter x Hunter, My Hero Academia, and Naruto. Awesome. The first series of Naruto. But again, I won't talk about that one.
Have you started Shippuden yet?
Nope. I will not start Shippuden until we record our update. Ben needs to get me some questions so we can get our update out there.
Fair enough. Yeah, I can almost guarantee that this will be released before that is released. So I think that would be timeline-wise will be appropriate.
All right, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Well, 23 minutes seems way short, but I honestly don't have any more questions. So is there anything else you want to talk about? This is absurdly short.
So, people, I'm going to give you a little view into my mind.
Oh, this is good.
I wanted to start this series of shows and do one episode at a time for each one.
Yikes.
So once I watch Bleach episode 2, all the other ones I'll have watched one episode of, so that they would all stay within, you know, they would all be the same number. That worked for half a day. And then, because you can't.
Love that honesty.
Yeah. Like I'm watching My Hero and you can't. Sometimes you just can't watch one episode at a time. Or you hit Bleach filler and you're like, I don't want to watch this at all. And so like your numbers, my numbers obviously started to fluctuate. And then I just binged some of them. I just binged them right through. Like once Hunter x Hunter got really good, it was amazing and you couldn't stop watching it. So I finished those shows. And now my new plan, everybody, Chess and his little spreadsheet here has all the percentages of how much the show is done. So like, for example, I'm at 51 for Inuyasha. That means I'm 30.54% done.
Isn't those percentages, isn't that so satisfying?
I love it. Oh, I absolutely love it. So now instead of keeping all the episodes the same, I'm going to try to keep all the percentages the same.
Which honestly sounds ludicrous, but I think is way more sane, because you could binge, and by binge, I mean just in a week or something, you could watch X amount of episodes and live in a show for a lot longer. Yeah. Trying to keep each episode the same. Because that's crazy, man. I can't believe you're going to do that.
Yeah. So the way it's looking, I'll like watch 10 episodes of One Piece in a row, and then I'll get to go to Fairy Tail for 2 episodes or whatever it is. So I feel like
crazy to keep One Piece in that loop, but
hey,
you do, man.
You know what? I want to finish it. It's good.
Oh, it is good.
And imagine, right. Imagine the trophy I'll get by the end of all this.
Well, the trophy in 2025, when we record the final episode. Lucky for you, One Piece is ending, is what I've heard. So you're kind of
I kind of like the infinity of it.
Well, from what Gene has told me, it's so. I should correct myself. The manga is wrapping up. I have no idea how far ahead the manga is from the anime. But Gene has told me not that there's an end date, but that he says you can see the bow getting tied. You can see them wrapping up threads and drawing it to a close, basically. Okay. So,
well,
yeah.
As long as they end it fine, like good, like well, that it ends well, that's fine.
I mean,
the show has been a success in many ways, apparently. How else can you get that many episodes?
It's the main advertiser for McDonald's in Japan.
Really?
Yep. It's okay. All over McDonald's in Japan.
When I think of pirates, I think of burgers and fries.
You should. I mean, you got Sanji in there.
I've never seen him make a burger yet.
Who else are you going to get to cook? I'm not saying he has, but you know he could.
Okay. Yeah. I bet he could. He could probably make a very good burger.
Sanji can make anything.
I mean, if you say so.
I'm just saying.
If you say so. So... As far as I've gotten, Chess, I'm sad to say, so many of these shows have the worst filler.
Oh, that was, yeah. Thank you. That was my last. I forgot about that. I was going to ask you, how's the filler been in these shows?
It's so bad. I don't get it. How can these shows have such terrible episodes and continue on in syndication?
So my better question would be, what's been the show that has had the least bad filler? How about that?
The least bad filler. I don't think My Hero Academia had any, so that's good.
Touché.
Gintama, I feel if they did have filler, I didn't see it because I...
Yeah, you'd have no way.
I don't think I would ever know. So those two are exempt. One Piece has done really well where I could tell a filler episode, but the characters are so in tune with themselves that you don't care. You love these characters enough that you just don't care.
So, for example, me and Gene just watched 2 episodes the other night, and it was 2 fillers, but they were centered around Zoro. One episode was about Zoro, and one episode was about Sanji. They were clearly fillers, but I loved them. Because there were these little mini adventures.
That's what I've been noticing.
A Zoro episode? I'll take that. And it's dumb and silly and whatever, but it's about Zoro, and I love Zoro. And I like Sanji. So this is great.
Yeah, I've been noticing that. Their fillers have just revolved around a single character. And I think they make them more funny. Like, they make those episodes comedic. They're not
they lean into the humor.
They're not usually serious. So I think they do a really good job with that. One Piece.
Yeah.
Inuyasha doesn't really have any yet that I've seen, but Bleach, Fairy Tail. Bleach, Fairy Tail, and Naruto. That second half of Naruto, all three of those shows have the worst filler I've ever seen.
That's tough.
It's really tough.
Tough disclaimers there.
To the point where, like, not only were you like, oh, this episode was pointless, but like attack moves or strengths of characters, you're like, it deteriorates the impact that they once had. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's undervaluing what they are.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Undervaluing. So you see Naruto do Shadow Clone a billion times in these filler episodes that when they actually succeed in like the actual storyline, you're like, how did that happen if it didn't happen before?
Right.
Or like, have you gotten to any Guild Art stuff in Fairy Tail?
No, but I know from previous watching.
Okay. So Guild Arts is this powerful wizard in Fairy Tail, and in his actual storyline in that's not filler, he's awesome. Like, his power is so overwhelming. But then when he's in a filler episode, he's less. He's just a lesser person. Not character-wise, but power-wise.
Right, because he can't OP the stuff.
Yeah, it deteriorates his character, which really annoys me, because I love Guild Arts as a character. I like... he used to be your favorite character in Bleach, the captain of Squad 10, Hinsugaya. I thought he was so cool.
Yeah.
He had some cool stuff too, but then his filler stuff, he just looks like a little kid, even though that's what he is. But not in a good way. So right. filler for filler's sake is one thing. We're like, we need to fill some airtime. But when you start messing up character arcs or character powers or characterization, that's where there's a problem. And those three shows do that.
That's a good critique. So basically, filler's okay if you know it's there, you understand it's filler, and it's not screwing up the plot and the characters. But if you're like, I'm walking away from this disliking characters that I've liked before, then filler is not just a neutral issue, it's a negative issue at this point.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I will be excited to hear at the end of the shows which one is the absolute worst, because that is definitely going to be a question.
Okay.
What was the show that had the worst filler?
Okay. I have my answer right now, but I'm not, it might change later.
It's Bleach. I know what show it is. It's Bleach.
is it Bleach? Well, it's not.
You could say, because you're not done.
It's not Bleach right now.
Is it Naruto?
It is Naruto.
Well, hopefully Ben doesn't listen to this.
Oh, my goodness. I feel so bad. The first update we did, I was like, I don't see any filler in this show. It's fine. Like, why is everybody complaining so much? So, like, those first 80 episodes, some parts are slower. There might be a filler or two in there, but I didn't see it that well. But then the second half of Naruto, there's like 100 episodes of filler that you can just tell. There's no way that this is part of the actual storyline. And it's so bad. It's just 100 episodes. Come on. That's like what? Yeah. 2 years of syndication right there?
I think I remember I was looking up those websites and showing us how much filler's in different shows. And Naruto is one of those ones that had a lot of hybrid. So like there's moments of the episode that are true and there's moments that are filler. And that's the problem, is like, you can't get rid of the episodes, but you also are stuck watching them. You're like, gosh.
And you haven't seen Shippuden yet, have you?
Seen it? No. Read it? Yes.
Okay.
Because it's all one book right. series.
I'm wondering if that's any better.
I've heard it's better as a show. Good. I've heard a lot of people say, skip Naruto, go straight to Shippuden. But who's going to do that if you're really
confused? Oh, yeah, I don't think I could do that, but I'm hoping it's better.
I think it is. That'd be my prediction. Well, any other insightful things you want to add to your midway journey?
I don't think I have the right to talk about many of these shows until I finish more of them. So, no, okay. I think we're good.
Alrighty. Well, everybody, we appreciate you jumping on for this brief but very insightful.
One more thing. Let us know if you are joining us for any of these shows.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing from the first one.
That was a thing.
Send us an email. We'll see that in 10 years. And once we respond to that, you'll have finished One Piece. So there that's great. Yeah. If you are a may or may not be an artist of sorts that has may or may not have been contracted by us before, if you email us, I may or may not see it and or still have not replied to you. So don't feel bad. Just don't hate me. And with that, everybody, we appreciate you joining us for another episode of 3 Dads Talking About Anime. This is Justin Cole signing off of another fun for us, hopefully fun for you, filler.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when 3 guys love anime? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when those 3 guys love
guys start having kids,
children, dads,
and
so
become fathers and
each have kids separately? Went on to each didn't play separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get 3 dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.